This is the Otway Health Check brought to you by Great Ocean Road Health. And we are having a bit of a special session today because we're talking to the CEO, Sandy Chamberlain, and she's been in Apollo Bay for 3 months today.
3 months today.
3 months today.
Yep. Happy anniversary.
3 month anniversary. How are you feeling?
Yeah, excited. It's been an action-packed 3 months, one could say. but I do feel very much at home and very grateful for the support I've had from the teams at both Otway Health and Lawn Community Hospital. Mm. We have a fantastic staff, fantastic group of volunteers, amazing numbers of volunteers at both health services. It's incredible.
Mm. Yeah. And so, so you're not just running one or two health services. You're actually building an amalgamation, building a whole new culture across two places.
Yeah. So, Great Ocean Road Health amalgamation came about on the 1st of July. So we're kind of 9 months into amalgamation, but I think we've got a key piece of work that we're going to complete over the next 3 or 4 months, which is our strategic planning.
Mm.
So I'm very excited that we've just engaged a consultant to help lead that piece of work who's her community engagement skills are fantastic. I think she will be, with her, been running a lot of staff forums, a lot of community forums, and getting a lot of engagement from, you know, people we need to know what we need in our health service over the next 4 years. So I think, in a way, that one piece of work will help shape the, you know, be the start of the amalgamation in a way.
Mm. Well, it's great to think that the community consultation is happening around the conversation beginning with what people think they want.
Yeah.
Rather than very often from other quarters you get community consultation, which is, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And this is why you should like it.
Yeah, which won't work. You know, we need to provide a health service that meets the needs of the community and the expectations and have the community involved in the development of that. I mean, obviously we need to provide some things, you know, we're mandated by the government to provide some things, but, you know, it's pointless providing services that won't be used or appreciated.
Mm. Yeah. And, of course, you're subject to the challenges of being a rural, remote, not so much in Lawn, I suppose, but certainly in Apollo Bay, consider it to be far to go.
Yeah, it's interesting. I love windy roads. I grew up in New Zealand, so driving windy roads, you know, is something that I'm used to and I do like. But and I thought we wouldn't have much of a workforce issue in Apollo Bay because it's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's magnificent scenery, things to do, you know. And
great community.
Yeah, great community. Listening to the sound of the waves as you go to sleep, what could be better? But we are rural, remote. We have a small health service, so we don't have a large offering to someone who's wanting, you know, diverse workplace. It is a bit more of a challenge than Lawn. Lawn, we get a lot of our workforce commute from Torquay or Anglesey or even Geelong.
Mm.
So it's about encouraging people to get to Apollo Bay, and I think that's, about promoting our community, about finding accommodation, about finding, you know, promoting the school and the things to do. I think it's not just our approach to recruit people to Apollo Bay. It needs to be a whole of community approach.
Well, yeah, and certainly one of the things that, well, I would think for 80% of the population here, whatever they do, they fall in love with Apollo Bay. And then they figure out a way they can live here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and whether that's retiring or running a business or cutting grass or running a little B&B, it's kind of the other way around. The work doesn't necessarily bring them here, or if it does, it needs to be serendipitous with a deep and abiding affection for the place, because it's a bit of a hassle sometimes. The power goes out, or you know, the road's closed, or the weather's a bit shitty, and and however, that's the upside.
Yep.
That really is the upside. The big challenge that I guess you face and the town faces is the availability and cost of accommodation for ordinary working people.
Yeah, and there is some work being done in that space with a combination of a project done by a combination of shires from, well, Glenelg to Torquay.
Yeah.
Surf Coast and Otway are both involved in that. So we, as Great Ocean Road Health, will be providing an information on case studies. Because it's not just our medical and nursing workforce that we struggle with accommodation. You can imagine trying to recruit your cleaning and ward clerk and admin workforce for Lawn.
Yep.
You know, no, that workforce can't afford to live in Lawn.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very challenging, the accommodation, the rental and the property prices.
Mm. It is indeed. On the upside, no wheels have fallen off that we know about.
No. No, going very well. So we had a board meeting last night and the board are very happy with the progress and recognise, you know, that we have a great staff that are very dedicated to the community, and that's what we want to recruit. You know, people who are dedicated, you know, put the patients first at the centre of patients, consumers and clients, at the centre of everything we do, and we're there to look after the community.
Yeah, you bet. And the building stuff is still a good 2 or 3 years down the track, do you think? Or?
Well, yeah, there is a process. So certainly we've just had an asset maintenance assessment, which was funded by the Victorian Health and Human Services Building Authority. Mm. So they are run kind of the infrastructure in for the Department of Health. So they've done an assessment of both Lawn Community Hospital and Otway Health. Mm. And then from that assessment, we, you know, have a case to certainly start looking at master planning and what we might be able to achieve. So we've got some applications in for funding at both Otway and Lawn. Otway is for the relocation of the medical centre into the admin building. So it's a not purpose-built facility, but, you know, bigger treatment rooms, more consulting rooms, better access for patients in the community.
And and a medical centre needs its own entrance, really.
That's right.
Needs its own reception.
Entrance, exit, parking.
Yeah.
So that's a priority project. Mm. So we've applied for funding for that. If that doesn't come through, we'll have to find another way of funding that. Mm. But that is a key project that we need to deliver this year.
Yep. That's exciting. Yeah. Because it can get very squeezy and confusing in there.
Yeah, the waiting room's small. Yeah. Everyone's there. It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it might be a chat a bit longer with someone you didn't expect to see.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, so we recognise that that's a key project we need to deliver. After that, there's a bit of a process that you have to go through. We're going through what they call locality planning at the moment with the Barwon Southwest group, which means we're, instead of considering each health service in isolation, you know, what we deliver, our population, et cetera, you look at it as locality
as a region,
planning.
Yeah,
which makes sense, makes perfect sense. Then from that, we're already a long way through doing our models of care, which is our great care framework.
Mm.
How do we provide great care at Great Ocean Road Health? And then we would go through a business case, master planning, feasibility study, apply for funding at a strategically appropriate time, and usually that's around election time, to put our case forward for a rebuild at Otway Health.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's a process you have to go through, which takes a number of years.
Yep.
But well aware of what the process is and, you know, eye on the prize.
And absolutely, and hunting for new doctors, of course, all the time.
Yeah, all the time. And look, we're looking for people who want to make a Polar Bay their home and be part of the community and, you know, be a leader in the health service.
Yep.
Very actively seeking GPs for Otway Health. We've had a recruitment campaign for other staff as well, which has been very successful. So, we've got a new series of registrars have arrived.
Okay.
Patrick's arrived in Apollo Bay, and we've got Anne and Amy at Lawn. Yeah. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, that's good news. Maybe maybe the old medical practice, you can refurbish it and offer it as part of a package to a new doctor.
Oh, we've got a bit of an idea of what's going on down there. Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
Probably see some activity down there in the next few months.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So all get released in due course and at the appropriate time. Yeah, yeah. But it is, it's just got to take the right person. I mean, it's just so many people have just, they arrive here and they go, oh, I really like this place. How do I figure out how to live here? You know, and of course, with doctors, then it's a matter of whether they're how much experience they have and how much support they have and all that other stuff.
We want to recruit the right person.
Yeah.
So it's pointless just taking the first person that you interview if they're not the right fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Things like the seafood festival in the weekend, we had a lot of people through town. We had a sort of a first aid tent kind of booth down on the pier. And look, we had a lot of people in the health industry come and chat to us about, opportunities, nursing, medical imaging, lots of people just putting the feelers out. So those sort of things, word gets out, word gets around and,
We perhaps should have crash-tackled a few visiting GPs.
Yeah, maybe. But, those people have a wonderful experience in town and you're right.
Yeah, and then you start to build a case, So... It's 3 months. It's probably way too soon to be starting to talk about any wins, or is it? Is it something that you think you're a bit pleased with in that amount of time?
Oh, look, I think to have the strategic planning go to tender, have the consultant engaged and the work started.
Yeah, in 3 months, that's quite a lot.
And I'm really happy with the result. We've certainly recruited some good staff in the last couple of months due to some external advertising. So we're happy in that space. We've had the Murray to Moyne cyclists. We've had some fundraising with them, and they've raised an extraordinary amount of money already. And they haven't even done their cycle race yet. So I think there's been some real positives during my time here.
And you're settling in at home. So where's your favourite run?
I went for a run this morning, and I usually run to Wild Dog and back, but also Marengo and back.
Yep.
And, where else can you run along the beach for 5-10 Ks,
And 8 out of 10 mornings have it all to yourself.
Yeah, that's lovely. And taking the dogs for a walk down the beach, it's, lovely.
Mm.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah. Mm. We'll chat about some of the ancillary services that are on offer in the current week when we come back after listening to a little bit of music. This is the Otway Health Check brought to you by Great Ocean Road Health, and we're talking to Sandy Chamberlain, the CEO of of both organisations, really. this is 3ABR, where we just do the best we can.
To know she
Otway Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The Urgent Care Unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11:30 a.m.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
If your car is sick,
Apollo Bay Auto Care will give it a fix. But if you want to keep it running well and reduce the chances of breakdowns, phone and book ahead for a regular service and check. And if there's something you think that just needs a little look, call ahead and book Apollo Bay Auto Care in Oak Street. No matter what the make or model, they really do give a...
That's Apollo Bay Auto Care, looking after the health and well-being of your car and for your body. Well, guess what? Otway Health is the place to go. We have Sandy Chamberlain in the studio, the CEO at Great Ocean Road Health, and therefore responsible for Otway Health and the folk at Lawn as well. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's been nice chatting so far. What health services, what things are coming up in the next little while?
So we've been working on our great care framework, which is how we provide care at both our health services. So we've been really genuine about listening to feedback. So in next week's news sheet, I'm going to provide my mobile number and want people to call me and let me know what works, what doesn't work, what you think could be improved. We get lots and lots of compliments about our urgent care service and our aged care service, and we get some things that we can improve upon. And look, the things we can improve upon or the complaints we really value, because it allows us to improve and to show that we're improving and we're listening, and that's what we really want and value and need. So encourage people to let me know.
Yeah, a proper examination of things that don't work, things that don't go right, is just a very grown-up thing to be doing.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes difficult, and it gets difficult if it gets personal, because then people get defensive. But if you can kind of look at it as a group and say, well, you know, if we as a group did this or that, you can make a big difference.
And often we don't know how people are feeling. And often when you present at you know, a hospital, even for an appointment, you might be quite anxious.
Yep.
And we don't always appreciate that. And it's easy for us. We go to work in a health service every day, you know, the smells.
Yep.
Normal, but yeah, for a patient presenting or someone with a sick relative, it can be a daunting experience, and often it can be quite traumatic at the time, and they may not give us feedback at the time. So I really appreciate, you know, the people who do give us feedback. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and the other thing is that in a time of change, which this is, you know, historically, I'd go down to the practice, for instance, and I wouldn't have to say who I was. People would know who I was, and what I was there for. And you know, it was simple and straightforward. Now it's a lot different to that. And there might be new people at the desk, and people are uncomfortable.
We have a lot of other services. And look, because of my running, I've visited the podiatrist this week, and the exercise physiologist at Lawn. Great services. Fantastic. So we offer a lot of allied health and visiting services, which is really good for the community. So I guess we'd like to know whether
they're working or not.
How people appreciate those services. We generally know because of bookings that, what else do people need and want?
So is the exercise physiologist the same one in Lawn as it is here, or is it?
There are a couple of ones in Lawn, and there's one here on a Monday.
Yeah, so that's Campbell.
Campbell.
Yeah. Yep. I cannot sing Campbell's praises highly enough.
Campbell's amazing.
He just is fantastic. And, you know, I am not an exercise junkie. I do it because I know that it makes sense. And his capacity to look at where you're at and give you things that you can do that are achievable and make a difference fairly quickly. It's just amazing.
And things you can do at home as well. You know, you don't have to go to the gym or have a lot of equipment.
Yep.
You know, he'll do things you can do on stairs or, he's fantastic. And
value.
Works really well with the whole team. And I think although there are disadvantages of having the medical practice in the middle of the health services, the advantage is that people talk to each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we definitely, you can see that there is an integrated care approach and there's a team approach and people, you know, treat each other with respect and work together for the health of the patient, which is really, really good.
And that's the bottom line at the end of the day.
Yeah, which is fantastic. Look, and with the strategic planning coming up in May, yeah, that's a real opportunity for us to not look at what we want now, but to look at what we might want in the next 4 years.
Yep.
You know, it's an interesting, in health services I've worked for previously, everyone gears up for winter. You have a winter bed plan, you have a winter staffing plan because that's your busiest time because you have your influenzas and look, we have that in winter as well. But, of course, we have to have a summer bed plan, a summer plan because of the influx of tourists and the numbers at both of our urgent care centres, despite the falls being cancelled and the Chinese tourists not coming in the last couple of weeks, our urgent care numbers are certainly significantly more than previous years still. Yeah. So we're growing in that space.
And that'll continue to grow.
Yeah, absolutely.
More people, more urgent problems. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So then we need to step up our urgent care. You know, what else do we need to be able to offer on-site now, today, rather than, you know, being having to send people away.
Another good case for more funding.
More funding, more equipment. And look, health services, we get funding from the government. We get funding from state and federal governments. There are a lot of grants that we apply for projects. But we also rely on fundraising. And we rely on the generosity of both our communities and organisations like the Great Ocean Road Cycling Club, who are doing the Murray to Moyne for us, who are fundraising for our health service.
I was delighted the other day because sometimes with community radio you wonder who's listening, and a fella bumped into me at the Seafood Festival and said, that business with taking old people down to the beach, who was it I go to see about that? I said, oh, that's Melanie Howell.
Yeah.
She's there. No, so he'd heard that on the radio.
From Mel,
And so he was a bit interested and he said, I don't know if I got that. I said, Melanie's got a nice flexible time arrangement. You don't have to guarantee to be there every Wednesday. You can let her know what you're flexible. So, and he's a relatively new fella in town who's looking for ways to contribute and be engaged. So it's very encouraging, a lot of that stuff. And the volunteers at the hospital and the health service are a pretty amazing crew.
They are amazing, and the numbers of them, and they're very diverse. So you don't need to volunteer to drive, or you can volunteer to garden or do activities.
Yeah, or pop in and read a story to some older folk.
And Mel, we'll have a lot of ideas to be able to help you. One of the most exciting things probably for me in the last 3 months, and evidence of the amalgamation and the two health services working together, was there was a musical day in Lawn. And some of the residents from Otway Health went on a road trip to Lawn. Yep. And from that invitation and that bringing the residents together, the staff together, and the activities coordinators together, there will be a lot more of that.
Okay, that would be great. Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Mm. And music is so very much appreciated by all the residents. They love it. So,
Well, we can take over the Wye River pub.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're certainly looking at doing some activities sort of stuff in the middle.
Good stuff. All right. Well, I think that's probably rounded us out to just about a half an hour. Thanks for coming in and giving us an update. We certainly look forward to, on behalf of the community, I can say we look forward to the consultant looking for input, and I'm sure you'll be promoting that wide and far. No one will not know that when and where and how that's happening.
Sure.
There's a lot more we could talk about, but time is of the essence, and you're a very busy woman.
Oh, look, I'll come back.
Bob. I'm sure you will. Okay? I've got the feeling you're not going anywhere. That's important. This has been the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Great Ocean Road Health. We've been talking to Sandy Chamberlain on 3 ABR.